The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest on the program today is Deborah Maxwell. She's an organizer for the Art in the Park at Gallup Park in Port Austin. Coming up Labor Day weekend, it is back after a little bump from COVID last year. But it is back, and glad to have you with us, Deborah.
Hi, Craig. Thanks for having me.
Well, was it hard last year for you guys to just say, hey, we can't do it?
It was very disappointing. We had to let the artists who had signed up know that we had canceled it, but we thought safety first for everyone involved, our artisans, our some Artists Guild members, and all our volunteers, and all the patrons who support Art in the Park. It was just the right thing to do.
And did many of them just say, carry me over till the next year, so you didn't have a whole lot of working around? Or is it a new Art in the Park every year that you work on?
It's a new Art in the Park, but we do have our favorites. Our artists submit work, and they're juried to be in it. So we have a nice selection of artisans that come up and be a part of it. And this year we have close to 50 artists who will be set up and displaying their work. But of that 50, we have 17 new artisans.
So things people have not seen yet from new artists.
Yeah, brand new 17 new artists. So that'll be exciting.
This is Labor Day weekend. It's in Port Austin. It's at Gallup Park.
That's correct. And it's from 10 to 5 each day.
September.
Saturday and Sunday.
September 4th and 5th. And it is one of those things where it is outdoors, so you kind of cross your fingers that it's going to be a nice day.
Absolutely. We still will be there if the rain comes. We'll flog through it. But usually we have good weather, so we're excited.
The only people who really worry are those with the watercolors.
Exactly.
Okay. What types of art is going to be there? I mean, we think of art, and that runs a whole gambit.
It sure does. We have the many mediums that we have this year. They include pottery, photography, watercolors, oils and acrylics, turned wood, ironworks, and jewelers. So we've got a big variety this year. We're really excited.
Again, are some of these people going to be doing some hands-on demonstrations of how they do these things?
A lot of the artisans do work on their pieces if they're not too busy selling, but they do things in their tent, and they do demonstrate. And a lot of people will just stop and ask questions, and they're happy to show them how they do it. And so they do like little mini demonstrations inside their tent when they're working on their artwork.
Artists and professionals make it look easy. It's not always that easy when you try it yourself, is it?
True. But they've been doing it a long time. We've had people coming from the very beginning, and this is our 20th year, and that's really exciting that they're still doing it.
And they are just scattered all over the park? Are they roughly in an area? Do some need electricity, you know, for some of the things they're doing?
For the most part, we do have electricity for those that need it, but most of them don't need it.
Okay. Because, you know, if you're doing some demonstrations, say with pottery, you might want to be able to turn the wheel on.
We have a nice layout. We have the front area full of artists, and then you wander through Gallup Park, and we have another area of artists, and also back along the hill is where we set up the bands, and we have bands coming in for Saturday and on Sunday. Saturday, we feature the Detroit Social Club. It's a jazz band from Detroit, and they're going to be playing most of the day on Saturday. And they have a big following, so it's really exciting to hear them live.
And the performances, as you say, are scattered through the day.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Usually there's music going on most of the day.
If not the Detroit Social Club, there'll be others.
Yep. On Sunday, we've got our locals, the Spring Street Boys, and kind of local in Port Huron, Michigan, we have Butter Hair, and they're a good cover band, and they've been playing with us for a couple of years now.
Are they basically setting up on a stage, or are they like minstrels and travel around, or do they do a little of both sometimes?
They are up on a stage, a small stage, and so we have picnic tables and bleachers near that area so people can just sit down and have a refreshment and listen if they need to take a break. A lot of people bring their own lawn chairs to Art in the Park and sit for an hour or two and listen to the music. It's a great atmosphere.
Music is also an art form.
It is. Yes, it is.
So it fits right in.
It sure does.
Now, if you sit there and you're listening to the music, I understand the North Huron class of 2024 is going to be there, and they will have some food and refreshments available.
Every year, we are so lucky to have the class sponsor and those kids come set up a tent. They're the ones that use a grill and the electricity. They grill hot dogs. They have chips. They have water and pop. And they do a fundraiser. This is their main fundraiser to help them support their activities while they're in school. And it's just a nice atmosphere with them there. And everybody supports them, which is wonderful.
Okay. Now, how far away do people come for this, and how far away are you drawing artists to Art in the Park?
The artists are from all over the state. They're a lot from Huron County, St. Clair County, and the Metro Detroit way. We also have them up at the top of the thumb. And we do get artists from out of state, so that's really nice. People, we do a survey and ask them their zip code or their county and how long they drive, and we get them all over from, like, Tuscola County, obviously the locals, the Huron, the St. Clair. We get them from the west side of the state. We get them from the UP. We get them down, you know, through the Ohio area, and people from different states, if they're up for Labor Day weekend visiting, they usually drop by, and we also get visitors from Canada coming to Art in the Park. So it's kind of interesting. We use that data, and we apply for a grant through the Michigan Cultural Council, Arts and Cultural Affairs, and we receive a grant from them that helps offset our costs to put on Art in the Park.
People might not realize events like this take planning. They take money. You have to publicize. You have to, you know, set it up, and it doesn't happen on a whim.
Right. We start the project in January, and we go forward and do all the stuff that need to be done, and the town and everybody surrounding Port Austin come out and support this event. We usually have about 4,000 to 5,000 visitors at Art in the Park, and sometimes it's very crowded, and that's a good thing.
Well, that you want to have crowds out there. That's the whole point of putting it on and making sure that you're good for next year if you can draw a crowd.
Yep. And a lot of people who visit, some of them are artists, and they just check it out, and then they ask for the information how to participate for the following year. So that's one way we draw new artists into the fair.
Now, I understand you get a lot of people trying to come to be a participant in Art in the Park with their art, and you have to kind of judge them, kind of have to make sure that you're getting the cream of the crop.
Yep, we do have a process. The artisans submit their work, and that is forward to a panel of jurors, and they critique it, and they decide, yep, that's perfect. That will work well for our art fair. So that's how the process works.
And then do the artists, you know, pay a stipend to have a booth out there, or do you just give them space? You mean there's many different ways you could go with this.
Right. They pay for a space, a 10 by 10 space, or if they would like more than a 10 by 10, to set up their tent and then sell their work.
And they supply the tent, they supply the artwork.
And they supply the fee. So it works out pretty well.
Okay. Is most of what's done there cash and check if you're buying something? Because I don't know, do you have the capability with today's modern technology? Are people using the internet to use cards and stuff?
Yep. Each artist does it their own way, but most of them do take cash, checks, and credit cards. Sometimes with so many people in town, it's hard to grab some of that bandwidth and use their technology to take the credit cards, but it all gets worked out.
Oh, we know that when we do remotes here at WLEW, and all, they sound fine the day before, and then when everybody's there and on their phones and taking pictures and sending them, then it just kind of goes down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
But much of the artwork you're going to see is for sale unless it's not already taken by someone else.
Correct. Yep. And the artisans develop relationships with their customers, and their customers follow them to these different art fairs across the state, and they're even willing to do commissions and special orders, so that's also nice.
You may have something you want, but you need it in a certain color palette or something for your decor or whatever, so they may be able to oblige that.
Yep, it works out well.
And it's a rare opportunity to have that many artists in one spot.
It is. We're really excited. We've got some great artisans coming. And also what we do, which is kind of nice, we have two judges that walk around and review every artist that's set up. And we give out prize money for best of show and I think first, second, third honorable mentions. So that's another opportunity for the artist to make a little bit of money if their work is chosen to receive prize money.
You can see their work in the photographs and stuff they submit to be judged to get in, but it's not always the same as just seeing it there and going, wow.
Right. Also, if your listeners go to Facebook, Thumb Artist Guild has a Facebook page, and I've been featuring all the artists who are going to be at the fair with their work on that page. So someone who can't maybe make it to the art fair on Labor Day weekend, they could see their artwork, enjoy it, or even maybe contact them directly.
Are some of these artists really local? I mean, I know the turned wood products traditionally have been a local artist who is very, very well known and good at it.
Very, very good. And that's Dave Thummel.
Yes, yeah. That's the one I was thinking
local.
Of.
He turns the bowls. They're wonderful. Also, a lot of the local artists, there's probably, I'm going to guess, maybe 15 to 20 local artists. They also have their work at the Cove in downtown Port Austin. So that's kind of nice. If you sometimes can't make a special event, you still have an opportunity to see their work inside the Cove and over at PAX Garage, also located in Port Austin, Michigan.
We had talked a bit earlier about, you know, purchasing art and that, and you mentioned the ways. Is it usually, you know, you take it that day, or do the artists ship it to you?
Nope, it's cash and carry. If the customer makes a special arrangement with an individual artist about shipment, that could happen. But mainly it's if you see it, you like it, you buy it, you take it home with you, and you have it right with you. So there's no waiting. But if you place a special order, or maybe if you're traveling and you don't have a lot of space, the artists do make special arrangements with the customers for that to happen.
Perhaps for the oils, watercolors, photography, you're not thrilled with the with the frame they're in that they're displaying them in, that you might be able to work something out with them to get something that will fit your house.
Yep. Absolutely. And a lot of the artisans who do the 2D work, they make it easy for you because you can buy it with a frame or without a frame.
Oh, so you can find your own place to buy the frame that just fits your needs.
Exactly. So it just depends on if you want to take it home and hang it up in that space, or if you're thinking about doing some redecorating and you know you want some different frames, and you can purchase them and put the artwork in it yourself.
Because a lot of people, you know, we're not really art savvy, and we wouldn't necessarily know where to go to find a decent frame, if you know what I mean.
Sure, yep. So a lot of the artists make it very easy for the customers. You just see it and purchase it, and you're good to go.
Well, terrific. Now, the Art in the Park is from the Thumb Artists Guild. Are you constantly looking for more members to join? We have a lot of talented people in the area who may not have joined up yet.
Absolutely. We meet the second Tuesday of the month at 6 o'clock at the Visitor Center in Port Austin, Michigan. And you can go to our Facebook page, get some more information, or you can just drop in and see what we're all about and join us.
And do you have to be an artist or just a lover of art?
Both. You don't have to be an artist. You can be an art advocate, which is wonderful to have those people, because they end up doing a lot of work and volunteer, and they're all involved. So you don't have to be an artist. You can be a writer. You can be a musician. We accept all.
Okay. So this is coming up. It's Labor Day weekend. Did you pick that weekend because it was a good one through the years that you're not in conflict with other events?
It is a very good weekend. They've used this weekend from the beginning. It's one of the three major holidays for Port Austin, which is a tourist town. And on that weekend, they have done counts where they've had 20,000 people in town during the farmer's market. So we get that overflow from the farmer's market and from visitors and from locals who look forward to it every year. It's kind of a staple that they know when summer is coming to an end, they know they've got Art in the Park coming up on Labor Day weekend.
And it is both days, Saturday and Sunday, September 4th and 5th. And the hours again are from 10 until when?
Until 5 p.m. in the afternoon.
And then the artists collect up their things and make sure they're safe either for overnight till the next day or to head on home.
Correct. Yep, we do have security in the park for the artists' work on Friday night, because they set up, they come into town on Friday, get their tent set up, and then they're ready to go on Saturday, and we have security also on Saturday night, and then they're ready to go on Sunday. And then they pack up and they can head on to another art fair, or they pack up and they can head home.
Well, terrific. It's glad to hear something is getting back to normal. After last year, it was just like canceled. I don't think we said that word so much in a year that it got redundant. It was almost a surprise. Oh, it'll still be on? But this year, we're getting a little closer to normal. And your Art in the Park is very, very much what it has been in the past.
Yeah, we're very excited to be there this year. All the artists are, because all their shows got canceled throughout the year last year. So it was kind of a rough, tough year for them, and they're really excited to be a part of it on Labor Day weekend.
And it also helps, you know, even though we are still having some resurgence here and there, that you are an outdoor event.
Yes. It is all outdoor, rain or shine. It will be outdoor, and the tents will be up, the music will be on, and the hot dogs will be on the grill. So it'll be a great atmosphere for people to come and enjoy.
Well, we hope you get a good crowd this year.
We do, too. Thank you.
Well, thanks for being with us. It's Deborah Maxwell has been our guest. She's an organizer for the Art in the Park at Gallup Park in Port Austin, Labor Day weekend, the 4th and the 5th of September, 10 a.m. until, what did you say it was, 5? It's until 5.
5 p.m. Yep, 10 to 5.
And you can stop out. There's plenty of artwork to look at. There's some artists that do some types of demonstrations. There's music all over the place. Food, North Huron Class of 2024 will be out there with their refreshments in a tent. And plenty of things to do, and it is good for the whole family. In years past, they have tried to make it inclusive for the whole family, kids, to keep them occupied too, if I remember right.
Yep.
All right. Art in the Park, again, coming up again. It is back to normal. Labor Day weekend, Gallup Park in Port Austin. Thanks for being with us today, Deborah.
Thank you.
Our guest today on the program has been Deborah Maxwell. She's with the Art in the Park, Gallup Park in Port Austin, Labor Day weekend. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news. All you have to do is keep it right here at WLEW.